This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do? I bring you guys all kinds of tips and advice about buying a home. Well, I've got a tip for you. Did you know that even if you just got a new job, that you could get into financing? Truly depends on what it is that you've been doing prior to this new job. But many times we can carry over history from a previous job or maybe schooling that you are in to get the job that you have. So if you've thought that the answer is no, don't stop there. Give me a call. Let's talk, you and me, mom, one-on-one. It's 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. Click on Contact Us and send me an email. We'll get together and see what we can do for you.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom, and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Law Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. I offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
The Mortgage Mom.
Okay, well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi in the house with me.
Good morning.
I make her come in every week now, which is fantastic, and I know you guys love her. But this is Mortgage Mom Radio, and what do? We help you guys with your financing, whether it's a refinance, a purchase. We try to get you into the home of your dreams and make sure that it is actually affordable for you, that you guys close that loan, you get into the right loan for you and your family, the right down payment, the right interest rates, the right closing costs. That is what we do here, and we want to hear from you. You guys are in the middle of a transaction. You're having any kind of a problem whatsoever, please reach out. You guys want to get started for the very first time as a homeowner. That is what we're doing. We're doing education. You guys can go to our YouTube channel, watch all of the videos that I have. All of the home buyer workshops are there. We are more than happy to schedule phone appointments, do home buyer consultations. We are here to help you through any part of the process that you might be struggling in or maybe not sure how to get started. So please feel free to reach out to us. You guys can go to our website as usual, MortgageMomRadio.com. You can text us, text the word mom to 474747. You are going to get a response from me that says, hey, how you doing? How can I help you? And then you can go ahead and start asking me your questions and we'll go back and forth through text. If you want to email me, that is fantastic. I love that. And call us. You can call us at 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So this is the beginning of our show. We always do catch up with moms. So you guys get to hear what's been going on in our lives. And, you know, I think it kind of brings it home that we're real, we're working moms, you know, it's good stuff. So how you been doing this week, Heidi?
You know, it's been good. We, aside from all the fires, right?
Yeah.
We've
and you know,
all these fires going on in Southern California, it's been crazy. They're popping up everywhere.
Everywhere. And I feel like it's something that we've talked about week after week after week at this point. And
unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just been, it's really been traumatic. You know, there's my son has been really, really sick from all of the winds and the air and the allergies. I'm sure that there's many of you out there that are suffering from that as well. There's been a lot of loss. A lot of people have lost their homes. And, you you know, the fires are still burning. I mean, it's just, I can't even, you know, we can't even sit and talk about one topic or one fire. It's, you know, our Northern California is, Sonoma County's been on fire. The big whole PG&E problems. We've got, you know, Santa Clarita was on fire. Castaic right behind
your house.
You know,
Simi Valley was on fire. Speaking of, you know, my dad's been in the hospital over at Los Robos. And he called me panicked this week because over by the Reagan Library in Simi is on fire and he's at the hospital and he's already in the hospital for lung problems. So
yep, Riverside and now LA, you know, LA was also, you know, earlier in the week, they were having, you know, their traumatic fires as well. And it's just that piece of it has been, you know, you're trying to stay focused. You're trying to keep working through, you're trying to not stop. But everybody is being affected by it. And it's sad. And it's scary. And
it is, it's absolutely devastating. It's so scary. We have seen, though, people come together and help their neighbors, help everybody out. So that is fantastic to see everyone coming and helping all of those all of those affected by the fires.
Yeah, and the first responders have just been absolutely amazing. There is not one complaint. You're watching them. You're seeing a fire go up. You're seeing the, you know, news is on it before anybody else because they're getting alerted, you know, hey, there's a fire. And it's, you know, it's like within minutes they're there if they can be. You know, some of them are breaking out in the middle of the night and some, you know, they're trying to get the helicopters.
They've been on
and
standby. They're really on top of them. They've been fantastic. They're phenomenal. We can't thank them enough for everything. But on a happy note,
yes,
we had Halloween.
We did.
So what was Zeke?
Zeke was Mike Wazowski.
Okay.
And I was Sully.
Nice.
Yes.
I love it.
I ordered myself a pair of full one piece pajama Sully
onesies.
Outfit. Yes.
Oh.
And he was Mike Wazowski and he was super cute. So that was nice.
Love it. You're going to have to put up a picture.
I will. I will. I will make sure that I'll make sure that we get Ashley
to get up a
Halloween picture of me and Zeke together. Yes, it was very cute.
Definitely. It'd be fantastic. Christopher. So, you know, he's in high school.
Yep.
The baseball coach made it mandatory that every baseball boy wore a costume for Halloween and they played a baseball game against the girls' softball team in costume.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hope the girls kicked their butt.
Obviously.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So so Mikey for Halloween, because he's the same age as Christopher, a freshman in high school, and he was a hippie. And it was something very strange that he came home and he said, Mom, I want to be a hippie. And I said, what? Where did that come from?
Right. Random.
Yeah. So we were running out to Spirit Halloween the night before because, you know, I planned so far in advance. I'm such a great mom. And we got him, you know, the hippie vest, you know, with the fringe, and he got the round, you know, Elton John glasses,
right,
and the big peace sign, and he sported that around. He was super excited about it. So, yeah, Halloween
awesome.
Was fun.
I was so far in advance. Christopher wore his Marine gear to school for
there you
his
go
costume.
His young Marines.
So his young
I like
Marines
it.
So he was a Marine because I was very well prepared.
Nice. So Halloween is one that my family really looks forward to because every year my sister actually does Halloween at her house. Not that they decorate and do a big huge, you know, haunted house or anything, but they've got one of those just great front yards where you can put the fire pit in the driveway and we all sit around and the garage door open and we all do potluck and then all the kids come and, you know, trick or treat and walk right up and we all handed out. And so, you know, that it's something that we always look forward to. My niece just turned 16. Her birthday was the 29th. So we had a big party for her. That was another thing, catching up with mom. So that was pretty cool to go to.
Yes, I remember. She looked beautiful.
She
and
did.
So grown up.
I know. It's so sad how fast they grow. So, you know, but she wanted to have a fancy party, sweet 16. So we all got dressed up and the boys all wore matching tuxes. And trust me, they weren't super expensive tuxedos. I ordered them off Amazon, but they all matched perfectly.
That's all that matters.
All three of them from 3 years old to 18 years old. And they all looked great. And she was just beautiful. And we did it at, you know, the local clubhouse. It was nothing fancy. I mean, we had, you know, super cute pink plates. Everything was a pink theme. And I think that the best part of the party, though, is, you know, my brother-in-law is Filipino. And so this is not to be racist, but you Filipinos love karaoke. Just love. So they pulled out the karaoke machine in the middle of the party, and that was just an absolute blast.
I know someone else who loves karaoke, Debbie.
I do. I love it. I absolutely love it.
We've done
I do.
It a few times.
I do. It's just that the Asians get the stigma of the karaoke. They get the stigma, but let me tell you that us white folk love it just as much too.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely amazing. It was a great time. It was a lot of fun. It was cute to see her and all of her friends all dressed up in their, you know, gowns and everything. And it was a good time. So,
I wish more girls did their Sweet 16 like they used to.
I know.
I think it's fantastic. I think the girls should do it. I think we should bring it back.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be wedding. I mean, it doesn't have to be the size or the cost or the expense of a wedding. I mean, this was at the local clubhouse next to the pool, but it was fun.
But let all the kids dress up and have a nice fancy party for the Sweet 16. I think it's great. I think we should definitely bring it back. Moms out there, bring back Sweet 16.
Bring it back. All right. So we are going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we're going to introduce you guys to Andre with all of the fires, like we said, and how devastating that they have been. We've talked a lot about insurance over the last few weeks on every episode because of the state of emergency that the state of California has been in. We are bringing in Andre, a very, very close friend to Heidi. They've known each other since junior high school, is my understanding.
Oh, yeah. Most of our lives.
Yeah. So it just goes to show you that he's a great guy, just like Heidi. You can't be friends with us if you're not like us. And he's going to talk to us all about insurance and your insurance policy. He's been helping a lot of our clients lately get into new policies, either for their refinance, make sure that they've got an affordable policy, but with enough coverage. And he's been helping a lot of our brand new home buyers get into their first policies. So we're going to have Andre on. We're going to talk to him all about your homeowner's insurance. Very, very important piece of the entire puzzle when it comes to your home, your finances, just because it is a cost and it might be something that you have to pay for. So it's not necessarily a savings part of your monthly expenses. It is a savings to you and your family when something tragic does happen. So we are going to take a very quick break and we'll be right back.